Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 374. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. How's your day going so far? Yesterday, I went over to my son Stephen's new digs. He and his wife are renting their first house. Until now, they've been in an apartment, and now they're learning about the joys of living in a house with its pluses and minuses. One of the minuses is caring for the swimming pool. While he was still at home, he helped me a little bit with cleaning, but not really with the nuts and bolts of how the hardware all works. So I went over to give him a crash course on all of it. He's a quick learner, so I'm sure he'll have a beautiful, sparkling pool for he and his wife of 1 year to enjoy. This, by the way, is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Today we're going to read the book of Jude from the New International Reader's Version. Jude is another one-chapter book, and it's written by another of Jesus' stepbrothers, although it's possible that, because of the way the Greek language uses the term brother, he might have been a cousin. But, like James, he doesn't claim this blood relation connection with Jesus. He's satisfied with identifying himself as a servant of Jesus Christ. This book is another epistle, or letter, and its intended audience is the church in general, not a specific church. Let's see what Jude has to say to us. Let's begin. The Book of Jude. I, Jude, am writing this letter. I serve Jesus Christ. I am a brother of James. I'm sending this letter to you who have been chosen by God. You are loved by God the Father. You are kept safe by Jesus Christ. May more and more mercy, peace, and love be given to you. Dear friends, I really wanted to write to you about the salvation we share. But now I feel I should write and ask you to stand up for the faith. God's people were trusted with it once and for all time. Certain people have slipped in among you in secret. Long ago it was written that they would be judged. They are godless people. They use the grace of our God as an excuse for sexual sins. They say no to Jesus Christ. He is our only Lord and King. I want to remind you about some things you already know. The Lord saved His people. He brought them out of Egypt. But later He destroyed those who did not believe. Some of the angels didn't stay where they belonged. They didn't keep their positions of authority. The Lord has kept those angels in darkness. They are held by chains that last forever. On Judgment Day, God will judge them. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah and the towns around them also did evil things. They gave themselves over to sexual sins. They committed sins of the worst possible kind. They are an example of those who are punished with fire. The fire never goes out. In the very same way, those dreamers pollute their own bodies. They don't accept authority. They speak evil things against heavenly beings. But not even Michael did that. He was the leader of the angels. He argued with the devil about the body of Moses, but he didn't dare to speak evil things against the devil. Instead, he said, "May the Lord stop you." But those people speak evil things against what they don't understand. They're like wild animals. They can't think for themselves. They do what comes naturally to them. Those are the very things that destroy them. How terrible it will be for them! They followed the way of Cain. They rushed ahead and made the same mistake as Balaam did. They did it because they loved money. They are like Korah. He turned against his leaders. Those people will certainly be destroyed, just as Korah was. They are like stains at the meals you share. They eat too much. They have no shame. They are shepherds who feed only themselves. They are like clouds without rain. They are blown along by the wind. They are like trees in the fall. Since they have no fruit, they are pulled up. So they die twice. They are like the wild waves of the sea. Their shame rises up like foam. They are like falling stars. God has reserved a place of very black darkness for them. He will keep them there forever. Enoch was the seventh man in the family line of Adam. He gave a prophecy about those people. He said, "Look, the Lord is coming with thousands and thousands of His holy ones. He is coming to judge everyone. He is coming to sentence all ungodly people. He will judge them for all the ungodly acts they have done. They have done them in ungodly ways. He will sentence ungodly sinners for all the bad things they have said about Him. Those people complain. They find fault with others. They follow their own evil longings. They brag about themselves. They praise others to help themselves. Dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said was going to happen. They told you, in the last days, some people will make fun of the truth. They will follow their own ungodly longings. They are the people who separate you from one another. They do only what comes naturally. They are not led by the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Let the Holy Spirit guide and help you when you pray. The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ will bring you eternal life. As you wait for His mercy, remain in God's love. Show mercy to those who doubt. Pull others out of the fire. Save them. To others, show mercy mixed with fear. Hate even the clothes that are stained by the sins of those who wear them. Give praise to the one who is able to keep you from falling into sin. He will bring you into His heavenly glory without any fault. He will bring you there with great joy. Give praise to the only God. He is our Savior. Glory, majesty, power, and authority belong to Him. Give praise to Him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give praise to the one who was before all time, who now is, and who will be forever. Amen. May God bless the reading of His Word. It's amazing, isn't it, how a letter written about 2,000 years ago sounds so current? Jude talks about the importance of standing up for the faith, and never has it been more important to do that than it is today, when Christianity is under attack every time you turn around. I've heard it said that Christianity is only just one generation away from extinction, that if we don't stand up, if we don't share our faith with the next generation, there will be no one to share the good news of a risen Savior. But of course, we know that God has promised to always have a remnant in each generation, so that won't happen. But that does not take away our responsibility to heed what Jesus said just before He ascended into heaven. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. So you must go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you, and you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end." That is called the Great Commission. That is the job that He gave to each of us. He didn't say to do this when it's easy or convenient or politically correct. There was no opportunity given for a way out of doing everything we can to accomplish the job. We must do what Jesus said. And Jude also spoke, as others did, about false teachers. But here, Jude talked about those who abuse God's grace and excuse sexual sin. Doesn't that sound familiar? Today they say, "How could a loving God condemn me for who I love? This is the way He made me." Which addresses the point Jude made about how they, quote, "do what comes naturally to them," unquote. Listen, it might, and I'm using air quotes here, "come naturally to me to have multiple women." But that is not God's plan. And I choose to follow God's teaching about marriage, and I am joyously faithful to one wife. Jude encourages the believers to remain in God's love, to pray with the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to live lives that please God, and praise Him for who He is, and praise Jesus Christ our Lord. Jude's message was written to the early church and the church of today, without a doubt. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 374.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we're back in the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, and the next time we're in the New Testament, we'll begin the final book, the book of Revelation. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.